So let's hear from one of the farmers that supplies beautiful beef here in the far north, and her name's Irene Paparoski.
What have we got? 1, 2, 3.
He's just counting up all the animal tags.
4. Oh, I've got to find.
I better not talk to her because she's counting. But it looks like she's got a dozen cattle that are ready to go, and you haven't had them very long either, have you?
I've had them since calves. I reared them from 4-day-old calves right through.
And what sort of breed are these ones we're looking at here?
Angus Jerseys and Hereford Jersey crosses, and I get them off my cousin, and that is 4-day-old calves,
Does he charge you?
I work for them.
All right, so you take them off at their hands.
Yep.
You do them a good turn. Help them out of a tight spot.
Well, and otherwise, and that they'd go on the bobby calf truck in the spring, but in the autumn and that, there's no bobby calf trucks now, so those calves would have to be put down, so it saves them from putting them down, and so I get access to them and I'm able to rear them.
And so you keep them for about 18 months, 2 years?
Up to steers and that. I think the oldest one and that I've had is 2.5 years old, but I can get them away anything from 17 months to 2 years. And
when you say away, you mean get them on the truck ready to go to the abattoir?
Yes.
Yeah. Or to the butcher. Where will these ones go?
These will go down to Auckland to the Auckland Meat Processors.
Yep.
It all goes to the supermarkets.
All right. So like Countdown and.
Yeah, Countdown and Woolworths and New World, and that.
Probably eating good meat then.
Should be top quality.
Yeah. And so now we're waiting for a truck to arrive. And how much do they charge per head to move the...
The cartage to Auckland is covered in the cost.
Oh, okay, right. And so these ones, they look like, they're probably, half a tonne, 600 kgs or something?
Around there, yeah.
What do you reckon what will their hook weight be by the time the guts and the head and the bottom part of the legs are off?
Oh, I would say the heifers probably average, 218, 215, and the steers will probably average about 230, 240.
Right.
And that's the weight range that I like to send them, and that, people don't like the great big cuts, because they have to pay too much for them, and that this is a medium size cuts.
So they shouldn't they bone them out and then give you the price per kg? Why are they adding the bones to it as well? I mean, you can't eat the bones, can you?
No, but when they're killed and that they're quartered and then they're boned out and hung, the meat's hung and then it is cut up and put on the trays ready for the supermarkets.
Right, and what sort of a price would they give you for, do you mind me asking, what sort of a price would they give you per kg for the hook weight, which will be what, 220 round figures?
I'll probably get to about $6 a kilo.
6 kilo. Is that a good price or is that a low price or a high price?
That's not too bad for this time of the year. It usually goes down and that, but it's been a steady market this year, and that got down to $5.80.
Ooh.
And $5.85 and that, but it is slowly moving up and that, and but as there's more come on the market, it will depend if it fluctuates.
Yeah, It doesn't sound very much to me, you know, $6 including the bones, because by the time you get those bones out, it's not going to be very many dollars per kg. And look what we pay in the supermarket. I mean, how much would you pay for a Scotch fillet in the supermarket for a kg?
Probably about $22 a kg.
Yeah, and you only get less than six, because by the time they take your bones out, the bones out of the animal, you'd probably only five something, wouldn't it be, or even less?
Well, yeah.
Of actual meat they can eat.
Well, and that, yeah, they do it how they want. They seem to, what would you say, be their own destiny and that, and their own bosses and that, and
yeah, they
make their own rules.
They do. And do you ever sort of feel like, well, why don't we start up our own home kill and have our own butchery and sell direct to the public? Are you allowed to do that?
Well, and that you have to apply to MPI for that.
Yeah. Have you ever considered doing that?
No. Right.
You're happy with your $6 a kg?
Yeah, and that I'll just carry on. Too old to change.
Hey, what was the most you got last season? What was the highest price?
Last year I got up to $6.80.
That's a pretty good price, isn't it?
That wasn't too bad, and it actually went up to $7 and that in the winter and that, but I'd sent some in the winter that got to $6.80.
That's pretty good. So what would you say the best time to sell is, if you can have, you know, if you had your own, if you didn't have to sell, when would be the best time to sell?
I like to sell between around August, September.
Right.
And that is usually quite a good market in that winter market, because most people have got rid of their stock in that before winter.
So we're coming up to the end of March, beginning of April coming up. So April, May, June, July, August. You wouldn't want to hold on to those for another 4 months just to get a bit more beef on them?
Well, I've got more coming through.
Oh, I see. So you need
the
room.
So I need the room and that
right.
day and to feed them properly and keep fattening them over winter and that. I've got to progressively send a few at a time and that, and it makes life easier.
Do you find that there's a lot of paperwork involved with, you know, getting your animals on the truck and getting them off to the works?
No, that's pretty straightforward and that. I've been doing it for long enough now and that. It's like clockwork.
Now, what about testing? They talk about, you know, diseases that animals have. Do they test them when they're at the freezing works before they kill them, or do they just...
They have meat inspectors that go through the animal and check it and that,
What are they looking for when they look at a meat inspector?
Well, it's different diseases and things like that show up.
What are the signs, though? Like, if he's looking there, is he looking at the skin or looking at the organs, or what's he
actually
looking at?
I think they're looking at the meat and the organs and what have you.
Right, the liver and stuff like
liver,
that.
Yeah. And that, because your liver will show up liver fluke and that, and the larvae of liver fluke, etc. And then
they'll have to Google.
Can also get peritonitis and things like this, show signs of and that.
And can you not eat that meat with it's got peritonitis?
Seems to be in the more in the stomach and what have you.
All right. So, do they give you less price? What would they do? Would they take money off the beast if it had something wrong?
No, and that they haven't at ever this stage.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And so you're related to the famous footballer,
Sid Going.
Yeah.
Sid and Ken and Brian and that. Yes.
So and is Sid. Is he coaching? What's Sid doing now?
He's retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's retired, and that he's a couple of years older than I am, and that. He's coming up to 80.
Oh wow! Taking life easy. Well, he certainly did well being playing footy for New Zealand, didn't he? Sid Going.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And so you've been farming here. When did you know you wanted to be a farmer?
Well, I was born in Te Kaupo And my parents had a farm in Ruai on Robinson Road. And then when my parents separated, I came back to Maramaki to live. My mother and my brothers, we shifted back to Maramaki. And I've virtually been around this area for the rest of my life. I went to Church College in Hamilton for 3 years, from 60 to 63. And I came back and I worked in town in a shoe shop for 6 months and
hated
town. And so I decided, no, that's not me.
Yep.
I had to get out of there, and I was offered a job on my cousin's farm when they were expecting a baby. And so I went and worked for them. And I worked for George and Pam Goen, and then worked for other cousins. And then my final working years and that, I've worked for Des and Yvonne.
Yep.
And Pam, Des's mother, was expecting Des when I went there to work for them. And so I finished my working years working for Des, and that, yeah. I was 16 years old when he was born.
So now you're working for yourself.
So now I'm recuperating from all the accidents that have happened. And
before we talk about those cows, tell us what you've been in the wars a bit, haven't you?
Something like that. So and that I've had.
What was the first thing? It was a
2018. I had one of my calves come around behind me and push me, and I landed on the meal trough, and I winded myself. And when I got up and finally got moving again, that was on a Thursday morning on the 20th of April 2018. I went from there and continued milking that night, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. And then I came into the house and my phone went, and I was talking to my cousin, and I said, oh, hang on a minute, my feet went cold and my legs started shaking, and the sweat was just pouring off my head. And I said, oh, I'm going outside onto the balcony. And I went out there and, oh, hang on a minute, I better sit down. I felt like I was going to faint. And I sat down, and that's the last I remember. I came around and I was in the ambulance. And I got rushed into Whangarei Hospital, and they opened me up, and I'd split my spleen, and I had been bleeding internally for 4 days.
Good
and when grief. When I got discharged, I was in ICU for about 4 days and that. And when I got discharged from the hospital, the doctor said to me that I was a tough nut to crack, but I was lucky to be alive.
You are. And so after that, what was the next thing that happened? Because you had a series of things that happened, didn't you?
On the 28th of April 2022, I was coming home from milking with my dog and my cousin, and I was just 20 metres from his gateway, and I pulled over on the side of the road a bit too close, and the metal all shifted out from under the wheels of my side-by-side, and I tipped down the bank. I tried to jump clear, didn't make it. And it landed on me and broke my leg just above my knee, which I now have a steel rod and pins in my pins to hold it in my knee. And so then I keep going. I've been bitten by
dogs. Well, hang on, I'm going to take you back, because you just keep working straight away, and then when you went in to get your pins out, what did the doctor say to you?
The doctor said that pin is the furthest one he's ever seen move in mine. That was in my knee, and they had to remove that.
That's all the hard work you've been doing when you're supposed to be resting. Cannot rest.
No.
You can't sit still, can you?
Yes, I try to do what I'm told.
Yeah, do you? And then the other day you were going visiting somebody and you got a bit of a fright.
Yep, and that went to see my neighbour, and they've got a big high barrier around their place and I stood there and their dogs come running across and they were barking at me, and she opened the gate to come through to talk to me, and one of the dogs shot through between her and the gate post and leapt at me, and I put my arm up and it grabbed my arm. And
what was it going for?
It was going for my face, and I put my arm up in front of my face, and so it grabbed my arm, and I went backwards and landed on my back and elbow, skinned my elbow and my knee that I just had a knee replacement done.
Oh.
And that's...
Oh, did you tell us about the knee replacement? You didn't.
No. Oof. And that 23rd of January this year, I got a knee replacement, and I had to get one of the pin removed out of... my leg that I broke, and that because it had moved out so far, so they gave me a knee replacement on my right knee and removed the pin out of my left knee, and
a lot of people would be thinking, well, where are you on crutches or walking sticks, or how do you get around now, on a walker?
No, on two legs and feet and that best I can, and that. I don't like being immobilised.
Most of us, with all those things happened to us, we would have given up. A lot of people would have given up, but you just keep fighting, don't you?
I have a bit of stubbornness in me, and probably independent, will to keep going.
Now, I've heard you're a bit of an entrepreneur. I heard that you and your husband had a business up in the Bay of Islands, and you used to hire out all sorts of boats to people. Is that right?
We started up a jet ski business, the first jet ski business in the country, and we had eight jet skis, and my oldest son, he was working for my husband and that, and they would take my son would take jet ski trips out to Cape Brett and escort the people out there and back again, and that was pretty successful.
And what sort of how long did it, like, I mean, you were here on the land farming as well as running a business up there. You must have been having pretty long days.
Determination and that. I had 400 acres and that here that I was looking after, and they were doing the business up in Paihia.
Well, here's our truck coming, Irene. So let's watch. I'll be watching you in action. You just tell me if you need me to do anything, but I can't imagine I'd be much use.
Okay.
I'll put this spray in the van, in your side by side.
Yep.
And here we are. We've got a beautiful big green Kenworth coming up.
If you go up this road here and just up the top there, there's a junction.
Okay.
Will you have enough room for another two? Yeah, okay. Okay, thanks.
There's a little dog.
Yeah, just up here and go up to the top. Okay.
Now that dog barking. He's in a stainless steel cupboard, and there's a hole there, and he pokes his head out. That's quite funny. Well, that's a big truck. That's a, what would you call that, Irene?
That's a Kenworth. Yeah, that's a That's one of the biggest ones. It's five axle trailer.
Where's he off to?
He's going up to the top of the hill to turn around so he can come and back and that to the stockyards.
Couldn't turn around there?
No.
Too sharp?
No, you need quite an area. So they go forward into Oatsman Road, back into Browns Road.
Oh,
and that
turn around on that Browns Road one?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. With you. Well, it's a beautiful day here up in the far north. So getting back to your business and your up north doing your hiring up boats and jet skis and things. So would you have to leave here early in the morning after milking and then get in the car and drive up north, or did you have people working for you up
there? No, it was left to my son and my husband. They did it, and I would go up if I had to pick up stuff and do the banking and what have you. And so I'd go up and pick stuff up and go into town and get what they required and then take it up and then come back and milk the cows night and morning by myself.
I can't imagine what that would be like, having to every day of the week you're up in the morning looking at the back end of a cow and avoiding everything that's coming out of the back end.
Nah,
have you ever been hit with a...
Oh, yeah, and that...
And you fill your gumboots?
No, I haven't had my gumboots, but I've had I usually get it on the shoulder.
Oh, do you?
And that, my son, he's had it on his head and that, and that's run down between his, like he's got blonde eyebrows and that, and it's gone running down his eyebrows and that, and he tried to breathe and that, and it's gone up his nose and that.
No.
He didn't think much of that.
So we're waiting for this truck driver. He seems like a nice chap. And this company's OTL, isn't it?
OTL. Yeah, I'll have to change.
Are they kind to the animals? I hear some of them like to use the cattle prod.
And that, we usually just use, I usually use a stick.
Right.
So that was OTL. And that,
Is it OTL?
Yeah.
Oh,
That's Otahonga Transport.
Oh, right, okay, we got the right one.
And that, so, it's usually on-road transport and that, but they must have come up with stock and that, and so they'll take it back with them.
Right.
And that's so... I'll see if my stock stick's over here and get ready.
Your stock stick, and that's a fiberglass... Looks like it's
fiberglass
about...
rod.
Just over a metre long.
Yep.
And have you ever had to wallop the kids with that at all when they...
No, but they should have got it when they were younger.
Yeah.
For misbehaving.
What does the Bible say? Spare the rod, spoil the child? And do you believe that?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. We won't make a liar out of God, Irene.
No, we won't. And that...
I'll get this gate for you. So Irene doesn't need that stick. That stick is for the cattle. She's, for all the injuries she's had, she's walking very well and very straight, and she's lean and mean. Not an ounce of fat on you. Just pure muscle.
Fatter than I was.
I've got to be careful I don't drop my microphone in the some of these pats here. I've got a firm grip.
It's gold. Green gold, I call it.
Green gold. And so how do you know what's a good poop? Because it's important to... That you can tell by the poop coming out, can't you, whether your animal's well or not? So what's a good consistency of a cow pad?
Yeah, well, that's when it's in a pad and that, rather than skilly, and that usually if it's skilly, they usually might require a drench.
Yes. There's a lot of flies there walking all over it.
Oh, well, those are old ones.
Old flies?
No, old poops.
Oh, right. I wanted to know how you knew what age they were, the flies. So these yarns, they look like they've been built a while ago. So wooden timber rails and steel, looks like galvanised steel gates.
Yeah.
The old Kaikuia makes it hard to get the gates open and shut, doesn't it?
I need to come down with a sprayer.
Yeah. And what sort of spray would you spray on these, on this?
Glyphosate.
Okay, is that like Roundup?
Yeah.
Is Roundup any good?
Yep. Right. We just need to kill off the grass so it makes it easier to open the gates.
Well, here comes our driver. And there's a lot of dust there, isn't there?
Come in, mate.
Our mate's the dog. Now, he's your youngest dog, isn't he, mate? Where's the other one, the young one?
At home.
All right, so mate's the one that behaves himself.
Yes, he can't do without him.
Right. He looks like he enjoys work.
He does. He's a very loyal dog. His mother was a very loyal dog. And I like that loyalty.
Right. And has he been fixed? Like, could he sire anymore? Yes. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, no, he hasn't been fixed.
All right, so if you had a nice bitch, you could put him to her and end up having some nice pups.
Well, he's got a daughter, and he's got Bruce over here's got some of his offspring.
Right. How long have you had mate for?
I've had him since the day he was born. And that's... I had his mother and that.
So, what, he looks about 6 years old, is he?
Yes. Must be going on 7.
Well, this man, I should say, in the truck, certainly knows his stuff. He's backing this great big truck in with precision driving. Is that wide enough for them to get through there, Irene?
Yep, they can help it through.
That was pretty good.
Have a look, and it's not too bad.
It's obviously not your first day on the job.
Nah.
You've done it before.
Should be all right.
I think their feet are bigger than that.
Sweet ass. Oh, buddy. Roll with that. I'll pull forward and I'll bring it this way a little bit anyway.
A little bit more, eh? Yeah. It was pretty good if you ask me. Man, I couldn't do that. He looks fit and he looks like a rugby player, doesn't he? Curly hair and everything.
Yeah.
I've got a theory about curly haired people.
Have you?
Yeah, they're quite strong. They're quite, they're really quite tough. You know, nothing much gets them, nothing much stops them, the curly heads. They're, look at that. So he's about 2 metres away now. 2 metres. And Irene's just, she's guiding him in there with her right hand. And he's about half a metre.
Spot on.
Thumbs up. Beautiful. Wow, that's precision driving. That's very good, isn't it?
Thank you, mate.
Now we've got to get out of here without getting poop on us, Irene.
No, I'll turn around and we walk back out there.
What about if I go this way?
Yeah, you go that way because you've got it all over your leg.
Yeah, well, they pooped on that long grass.
Oh, that's why you wear long pants and that.
I should have worn my overalls. I thought, shall I wear my overalls? But it's blimmin' hot, isn't it? Hot for overalls. Now I'm stuck in here, I'm up to my waist in grass. Some beautiful flowers in here, Irene.
Yep.
What are these ones called?
Which one?
Oh dear. Well, it looks... Oh boy. Look at that. So it's got all these levels on it. It's got ramps. So Justin, how many would you have in there now? On that truck?
Oh, so far we've only got 25 so far.
Is that on both the truck and trailer?
22 pens on the truck.
So 25.
That's truck only. So.
And how many can you get on the trailer?
Oh, about 30 on.
30. So you could carry 60 in total with the truck and trailer?
Oh, about
50. 50, right.
45 is probably more legal.
45 for more legal. Oh, okay, the weight limit. Is that what it is? Right. Yeah. Are that those guys with the military boots that like to pull the truckies over? They don't seem very nice people.
Yeah, some of them are okay, some of them have got a bit of a power trip going on.
But I better not talk about the two log books or anything like that, because I know you would never do anything like that. No,
only one,
my cousin used to have two log books when he was younger.
Oh yeah, God. I know a few fellas there. That
boy,
like that, I could never work it out.
He'd be on the no-dos.
I'll just start up bloody legal, and if I was going to run the gauntlet at the end of the day, it's time for a sleep then if I get packed up.
How long have you been driving for?
Better than 2002.
And it's straight away, doing it on this job?
On stock, yeah.
Yep.
I'll just go fours, eh?
Fours,
and yeah, I'll get 12 on, no worries.
Yep.
Now you let me know if I can be any help. I don't think so. They've all got VP on there. So one's gone behind the gate, and two others have followed, and now a third. No, now they're right. Now they're right. An old mate, the dog. Oh, a red one got away. So we've got one, two black ones, and two red ones.
Come on! Pull up!
They're going
one
to. You're going to a lovely holiday camp.
Yeah, something like that.
You're going to like it over there. It could be a bit shocking.
Get up. Hop, girls. Hop.
He might need a bit of encouragement, you think? Ouch. That's what they do at the rodeo, eh, in America.
Push up.
Here we go. A little encouragement there, the old cattle prod. Oh, that gets him walking. Just a little bit. He's quite a gentleman, this man. He's not too abusive with the cattle prod. It's very nice. So Justin's up the steps, very steep alloy steps. He knows the animals. And now he shut the gate behind there. It's an aluminium gate by the look of it. Is that aluminium, Justin? Is that aluminium? I can't hear me. Is that aluminium or stainless steel, that gate?
It's all aluminium.
Yeah, keep the weight down. All right, now Irene's and mate, they've got another half a dozen. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, oh, six. And these ones, these are heifers. That's a female cow. Four, just four. I'll give it. I can do that. All I know is a. Get up there. They're a bit too docile, aren't they?
Come on.
Look at that, eh? And were you born on a farm? You've got a farming background yourself, Justin?
My parents have got a farm, but they were in townies when I was growing up.
Right.
Just like granddad and that had a farm. But...
Yeah, yeah. Well, this one's, he likes getting a shock.
Come on, up the hill.
Doesn't like going up there. So those ones, if they're up the ladder, and Justin quickly runs up behind them and shuts that gate tight. And then he's got a... Have you ever had them try to jump out the roof? Because the roof is open, isn't it?
Eh?
You've got...
I don't think these ones wouldn't jump out there, but just a bit of courtesy to bump her head on the bloody fridge.
Oh, of course. Right. It's like a mesh to... Yeah, right.
I've done it a few times, over the years.
Yeah. So you've got... So you've been driving for, what did you say, 10 years or?
21 now.
Oh my goodness, you don't look old enough.
42, mate.
42, you're kidding. I said to Irene, will that young boy take them up there and turn the truck around, will he? you look young, mate.
It's all good, eh?
Yeah. Must be a good food. You don't look so good on Saturday morning?
Eh?
After Friday night at the pub.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have thought he was a drinker. So we've got These ones are Jersey, Jersey Hereford. They look very big and beaten. They look very big for a Jersey, don't they? Jersey Cross. Oh, there's mate getting
mate
in behind.
Fire, mate.
He's quite loud. Do you think you should wear earmuffs, Irene, with a dog like that barking? He's got quite a loud volume, isn't he?
He does his job.
You could wear earplugs with a dog like that.
Come on.
You'll get
get up.
You'll get noise control out with that
get
barking.
Get up. Get up.
Come on. Here we go.
Come on, let me laugh.
Beautiful. He's not too happy about this going in there. Ouch. Number four. It's a bit dark and scary in there. At least they don't have to go upstairs.
They got the bloody easy seat, these ones.
The slope on those stairs is about 1 meter for every meter. One and one. Pretty steep. No other way around it, though. No other way around it, eh? Door shut behind.
That's why we fancy a big giant hydraulic ramp that goes up and down, but that's a lot of bloody money for one of them.
So you've got about, what, 37 in there now?
Yep, we'll be 37, yep. We've got another 11 to get.
Right, and then you're off to Auckland.
That's the one.
Auckland, what is it called? Auckland Abattoirs.
City of Snails.
City of... Oh, the traffic's terrible now, isn't it?
Oh. No matter what time of the day,
yeah.
It used to be all right if you were right in and out before 3 o'clock, but not anymore.
I suppose I should tell you this is for a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all good.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Really?
What's the podcast called?
Liberty NZ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible right-wing extremist site. So they say. And then we're going to be on the Counterspin Media. Do you ever heard of Counterspin?
Nah, never.
You haven't heard of that? You're too busy driving.
Just on the radio stations.
On the radio stations, yeah. Well, there's a new one up now called RCR Radio.
Oh, right.
And that's got Peter Williams in it.
Okay.
You can tune in on that on your phone. But yeah, that's the trouble. They need to be on the wireless so you can just...
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, the technology's passed me, mate. I don't even know how to bloody download a playlist on my phone these days.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Good, my kids can do it for me, though.
Yeah. So there's the declaration form.
All right.
All filled out.
8 and 4.
Magic, yep. Hook
oh, that's good. And that, no, I sorted them out yesterday, and they've got such woolly ears, I couldn't quite read them, and that I knew most of them, and that, and I thought, oh, better than that. And when I got them down here, they don't look much different to the other two, eh?
Nah, well, they're bloody good. They'll be right.
Now, with that cattle prod there, have you tested it on yourself just so you know what it's like?
When it gets wet, it gives you a
stupid
button every now and then. It's not too bad. It's no worse than an electric fence. It'd
be quite good. That's all you need by the door in case someone turns up, that you're uninvited.
Have a sleep in there, mate. Nah, jolly good, eh?
Okay.
Jolly good,
Justin.
Good
to meet you, thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Well, they're in good hands.
The sun's bloody shining, eh?
Yeah, it is hot, eh?
Oh, warm, all right. Summer's coming now that it's officially over, but oh well. Better late than never, eh?
Yeah. Well, we usually get an Indian summer, don't we?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay, thanks,
see you
Justin.
Later, mate. Good to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you, Justin.
Okay, good.
Oh, he's a salt of the earth, happy man. 40, he looks younger, eh? Looks about late 20s.
He doesn't know.
Now that's got poop
all
over it. Ooh,
yeah, I'll put it in the washing machine.
Do you want to put it on the end of that stick?
No, I'll carry it.
All right.
I'll get my jersey.
I'll grab that for you.
Well, I'll go back out and shut these gates in there, though. So.
All right. We're going to shut this one?
Come on.
Yeah, there you are. Did he do all right, mate?
Yeah, he does his job.
Right. And so you shut the gates so that when someone else is coming... So who else uses these yards?
Bruce,
all right.
Okay.
So that needs to be fixed, that hinge, doesn't it? Oh, it's well. We need to get down here with the welder and put a weld on there for you.
Yeah, and that, no, it's when Bruce made the yards and that, he strapped them up in a hurry and that, and didn't do it to how I'd do it, but everybody's to their own measures.
Right. So now we're going through this way. Oh, we're going to shut that other gate over there.
I'm just
going
to open this one up for Bruce to bring his cows back through.
Oh, okay. And that, is that his milking cows?
Yes.
So how many cows would Bruce milk?
Between 80 and 90.
Right, and how long does that take him? To...
About an hour.
Oh, okay, not too bad. And did you do it twice a day or once a day?
He has been doing it twice a day.
Right. But there's the old Kenworth.
Yeah.
Heading off.
Big unit, that one, eh?
Beautiful. Yeah, very shiny. Very polished. And the dog didn't even get out of that box. He just didn't really need him with your dog. And your quiet,
well, and
quiet
that,
cows.
They take them because, like, if they're doing sheep and cattle and that, that one can stay open, actually, Grant. Thanks.
Just leave that gate open.
Yeah.
Righto. Wide open?
Yes. Let's go. Yes, that'll do.
That'll do?
Yeah, the...
So this pad here, this is quite a dark green.
Yeah.
That looks... Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's one of my animals, and that's quite healthy.
And if you open it up, could you see if there's any worms in there?
You'd see them. You'd see them.
Right. And do you worm them or do you just keep them?
I worm them when I wean them as calves. But I don't have a worm problem.
Mm.
I use solid fertilizer and lime. Solid fertilizer and lime and Agri-Sea. Liquid seaweed.
Oh, I've got some of that. How do you give it to them?
Well, the Agri-Sea seaweed has a soil nutrient plus herb nutrient.
You put it in the trough?
No. I get a spreader, like a contractor, to spread it on the pastures.
Is that right? And does that cost very much to do that?
No.
Per hectare?
No, I think it's good, and so I always have healthy stock.
Right.
And that out of it, and that's why I can virtually eliminate my drenching once I've weaned them off milk.
Well, you're going to save a lot of money too. It's very expensive, the old
drenches.
Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, well, and that I've. Well, all the years and that I've been doing and using Agri-Sea and that, I don't think I've ever really brought them in and that and drenched them. I give them a copper injection before winter.
Yep.
And that just to make that stays open. They more or less take care of themselves. I could just about probably go organic.
So hook that on here, Irene?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I could probably just about go organic, but if I have to use penicillin and that, I don't want to be mucking around.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
This is your son.
That is.
We're doing an interview on podcast on Podbean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that you pass the truck?
Yeah, I just passed it coming in.
Yeah.
Quite a lot.
Nice truck.
Thank you.
What?
I've got to have a shoulder replacement.
Oh. Do you?
Yeah. I've got a big spur that hooks in and grabs the muscle, and I've got cysts all through.
So when?
They put me on public.
All right, yeah.
So it could be whenever.
Yeah.
So I'm stuffed.
Did you have an injury?
Yeah.
But could you claim ACC?
Well, they said I should carry on with ACC, but I think it's from when I had that truck accident when I was doing the oysters, unloading the fishing boat.
All right.
That's what stuffed it, and ACC threw me back into work.
And you shouldn't have been.
And I shouldn't have been, and yeah, now I'm paying for it big time.
Yeah, and of course they like to, they're a corporation and they're there to make profit.
Yes. Mm.
Not really that good, is it?
No.
But, well, that's bad news.
Yeah, I was a bit dumbfounded.
Dumbfounded?
Mm. Yeah.
So how long do you think you'll wait on the hospital system?
What did Mark say, fairly urgent?
Well, he said it's pretty bad.
Oh, right.
And he doesn't know when, how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I sent 12 because I'd, well, there was 12 in there and that, and when we went through them and that, well, we took the numbers and marked the ones and put them out here and that, and then, yeah.
Mm.
And so there's 12 gone.
Nice.
You've got some feed there. Is that for chooks or for...
For calves.
Calves, right.
Calves. Raw maize, barley and molasses and 16% calf pellets.
And what do you pay for that? Is that a 25 kg or...?
Yes.
Yeah, 25 kg. Yeah. And that...
what would that be?
About 20... I think it's $23 for the raw maize, barley and molasses.
24, I think.
Oh, that's it might be 24 now. And that it...
that seems like a good price.
Well, it's gone up a little bit, but... no, and the calves love that raw maize, barley and molasses.
Ringo does too.
You pay a bit more from that at farmlands or Wrightson's, PTG.
Yeah.
So you go direct to the factory.
Yeah, yep.
And that's in Hikarangi, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, Ringrose.
Ringrose, right. Oh, yeah. So if there's anyone out there thinking about getting into farming, first of all, you need to call Irene.
The animal whisperer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's pretty good, mate. I couldn't get over it, eh? Yeah. I'm thinking, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, she's got it all under control.
And Jason quietly puts him up there, and that he was good, wasn't he?
It wasn't too bad. He only hurt one of them. It's only because it was a bit stubborn. It got the tatars. Didn't like going up those steep steps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, I'll go and
start. Home and cry into my coffee.
Yeah, well, sorry to hear that, mate.
Yeah, I'm a little bit flabbergasted.
What if you put it in a sling? Would that sort of take a bit of weight off that shoulder and
walk around? Not really. It's the spur that, because he showed me the x-ray and it's got this, it's osteoarthritis, but it's got this big spur that hooks into the muscle, and every time I move it, it grabs it and...
Well, that's an easy fix for them, isn't it? Those guys are amazing.
Wow. And then they showed me another photo, and the ball joint's hard up against that part there.
All right.
And that's where it's been giving me pain.
Yeah.
So hopefully...
That you don't have to wait for too long.
Yeah. You should have swapped me in when they rang you for yours.
Yeah,
might
but
have to get a desk job.
Well, might have to. Yeah, I don't know. Don't know what to do.
Well,
got a desk job painting models.
Huh?
Well, should we give you a plug on your models?
Yeah.
So tell us who you are and what about these models?
Oh, they're World War II 28mm Warlord military miniatures.
And how high are they?
They're 28 millimetres, which is, I'm not sure how big that is. 28
millimetres.
Right.
What's your name, sir?
Ray.
Ray, right. Yeah, Ray. And this is what you do? Do you sell them? Or?
I do the odd commission here and there.
Right.
If it's the right sort of thing.
I've heard they look pretty professional.
Yeah, well, I've won a few painting awards and what have you.
Is that right? And do you paint them by hand or with a sprayer or the brush?
I've got hand paint and airbrush.
Right.
And, sort of master in German armour and uniforms and what have you.
Is that right?
And can do the Allied stuff, but I find the uniforms are a little bit boring.
Oh, right, yep.
So,
Look, Irene's off on the Polaris Ranger diesel with mate. Now, what will she be doing now?
Goodness knows. Probably going to start the water pump.
Water pump, okay. And you're busy. I better let you go.
Okay, then.
That sounds really interesting. I'd love to do a longer interview and we talk about them, and I might even put some videos up of them if you like. Take some pictures of them or something.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, sorry to hear about your shoulder. That's not good at all.
No.
We've all... You just don't know. Your health is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's... Well, my shoulder's contributing to my neck and my lower back.
Of course.
And yes. Yeah, yes. He said everything that's wrong with me is from my shoulder.
Right. So once that shoulder's fixed, then you'll be able to probably go to the chiropractor or something and get things straightened out.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Hopefully.
Well, thank you, Ray.
Nah,
yep. Good.
You have a lovely day.
Yep. You have a lovely day. You said, I said, oh, that was a nice truck. And you said, thank you. You thought I was talking about this old bomb.
Oh.
I was talking about the Kenworth.
Oh, okay.
I was going to pat you on the shoulder. I better not. No, thank you, Ray.
Nah, all good. Have yep. a lovely day.
Take it easy. So here I am, down the bottom of, by the railway line, in going country. Well, that was easy, wasn't it? All right, well, this is Grant Edwards, and I'm reporting for Liberty NZ and Counterspin Radio.